Yeah, Simon Peites, Sif Hey. Before we start Sif Hey, let us give a hakadama. There's a klal of if a person started to eat, there are many in Yonim that there's an Issa Achila before he does a mitzvah deraisa, before he takes lulav, before shayfa. There's an Issa Achila, and then there are loches. If hischil beheta or hischil beissa, and the guidelines are hischil beheta would mean if he started eating a half an hour before a half an hour. Let's speak about by mincha by ma'ariv. If he started eating before a half an hour, let's say before ma'ariv, so that's called hischil beheta. So then hischil beheta is permitted to continue eating as long as he makes sure to learn krishma or daven ma'ariv. That's hischil beheta. There's a half an hour before this man krishma, before ma'ariv, one should not start to eat then. That's right. 31 minutes, yeah. A half an hour, that's already, he should not start to eat. That's called hischil be'issa. Hischil be'issa means he started 31 minutes before this man ma'ariv to eat. So then the halacha is he's allowed to continue eating, and he has to make sure that al kaponim mishalein krishma bismano and daven ma'ariv bismano. Now, that's if he started 31 minutes before ma'ariv. What if he started 29 minutes before ma'ariv? That's called hischil be'issa. So the halacha is as follows. So as soon as this man krishma comes, let's say 29 minutes before tzeis ha-kirchov, he started eating, which he shouldn't have, but he started eating. So now the halacha is as soon as it becomes tzeis ha-kirchovim, he's mechuyev to be mafsik and to learn krishma. That's his mechuyev. It's his chotat. That's to daven ma'ariv, which is adarabonon. That means the biches krishma is adarabonon. Shminas is adarabonon. So there is a heta of hischil. Since he started eating already, he can't continue eating, even though he shouldn't have started. But if he started already eating 29 minutes before Tzeis HaKechavim, he can continue eating and El Gabi Darabonon, El Gabi Shemay Nesre, and El Gabi Birchas Krishma, he can continue eating. But El Gabi Krishma, since it was his school, he has to stop now and learn Krishma. They have at 10 o'clock Ma'ariv, the Mustama, the Saimach, and the Shema, or a Minyan Kavua, some Amela, so then, so with a Shema, could be this is permissible. You Saimach, and the Shema, or a Minyan Kavua means I always go there, there's a, so that's why, that's L'chaira, how one could be, that's the heter of that. Yeah, to watch you, to make sure. So if I always go to this minion, so others compare this to a shame with someone who's watching you.
Or is it
alarm clock. Others, so that's good. Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. Yes,
unless I'm not having shrimp panini or
else what? Yeah. Well, right? We're talking about past. Yeah. Okay. Now, so mincha. So we have a no mincha. You have when this man of mincha. You mincha k'tana, mincha gdaila. What? So also we have a hischil be'issa, that means half an hour before this man, you can continue eating as long as there will be time to daven mincha.
I
The tefillahs are the rabbanim. Tefillahs are the rabbanim. So here, well, that, this was just a little hakdome to Sifei. Now, in Sifei, we're speaking about that one started eating before Alois HaShachar, and this can be in two cases. Either he started eating, we're talking about he washed, we're talking about pas. He started eating, let's say, 31 minutes before Alois HaShachar, or he started eating 29 minutes before Alois HaShachar. So then we should have, theoretically, these guidelines. He started 31, he can continue eating. It's his chobata, don't worry about Krishna, don't worry about tefillah. And theoretically, he should be able to continue eating. If he started 29 minutes, so then when it comes Man Krishna, he has to learn Krishna, but he can continue eating till, as long as he makes sure he'll daven shachas. That's what we're speaking about, but we're going to mention that, but there's a new problem by Shachris, which is non-existent by the other mitzvahs. And we're speaking about pas. He washed and he ate pas. And he's eating pas, which is a kviyas. Before Alois HaShachar, and it's speaking about one of these two cases, either 31 minutes before or 29 minutes before Alois HaShachar. Tzorech lahafsik. So now the Mechaber says, Shachris is unique. That means as soon as it becomes Alois HaShachar, you have to stop eating, period. Shachris is different than Mincha and Ma'ariv, because we had learned that there's an issi not allowed to eat before you Leisoichlu al Adom. You're not allowed to eat kaidim shetispalo baldimcha. There's a new issa. Not allowed to eat before you mispalo in the morning. So memele, so all these haschalas that he started 31 minutes, 29 minutes, are not applicable by shachas, because by shachas, as soon as it becomes aloisa shachar, you are not allowed to eat now. That's the first day. And the second day holds that Shachris is not different than all other mitzvahs, and we're guided by these guidelines. If it's Hitzchul Behetta, you can continue eating. Afilu Lagabi, the Indian of Krishna, if it's Hitzchul Bisa, you learn Krishna, and then you can continue eating. So we have here two days. If Shachris is different than all other mitzvahs because of this issa of Leisoich L'Val Adam. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hischil Lechel. Now we'll understand. Afilo Hoya Beheta. That means he had started eating, he washed. We're talking about he washed. Afilo Hoya Beheta. Dahayne Shoya Yoyser Mechatzisho Adolaysa Shacha. There was 31 minutes when he washed. It was 31 minutes before Adolaysa Shacha. The Beseich Achatzisho, if it's already less than 30 minutes, also Lahaschalechu, you're not allowed to start to eat. They said, this you're not allowed to. Then we'll see what the dinim are if you did do it. Chamoisha Kosovo Ramatov Vaishnun Bait Lagabi Lulav. We have the Salah Lagabi Lulav. Lulav is a mitzvah di araisa. So 31 minutes before Alaysa Shacha, you're allowed to wash, and then you can continue eating. 29 minutes, so you're not allowed to wash, and then there's a thing you'll have to stop. Vuhu Adin Lagabi Krishma di araisa. We'll also have the same din. That if it was Hischil be'Isser, so he has to stop. V'im Davkit, now this Isser that we are speaking about is in who Oichel Yosem Ikebev. He's eating more than the size of an egg of bread. The Havi, then, the Havi Derekva, that's called a Kvias, so then you are not allowed to start eating. That means, but what if you're going to eat fruit now? It's It's 10 minutes before Aloysa Shacha. I want to eat some fruit now. Till Aloysa Shacha. No problem whatsoever. That's not called Hischel Be'isa. Hischel Be'isa, the Issa is you're not allowed to be Kaiveya Asude before a mitzvah. So that's after Kviya Sude. But Peiris would be Mutter. Cereal would be Mutter. Cake is Chalukei Deis. If he can eat more than the size of an egg of cake. Elishnis Pekashirze, or to eat an intoxicating drink, like wine, Pekashirze. Avor bepoches mize, less than the size of an egg, mutar adam udashacha, then one is permitted till amudashacha. That means it's before loisa shacha, he wants to have some fruit, no problem whatsoever. And this is the eighth, it's brought down that if there's a tainis that starts in the morning, so before you go to sleep, you should make a tanai that I want to eat. After I wake up before Aloysa Shachar, so to eat fruits is zicha not a shayla, or to eat cereal is not a shayla, till Aloysa Shachar. To wash, you want to wash, and keg fis chalukei deis, if it's more than the size of an egg, you should start before 30 minutes before Aloysa Shachar. No problem. You can wash on the, but it's not called a kviya, so you can, you don't make a broch on the kezayis until shedayim. You only make an until shedayim on the kebeya. But al kaponim, if you want to wash on the kezayis, no problem. And then there won't be an issa. Yeah. Abu bapochis mizem mutar adam udar shachar. So what did the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah said that the Mechaber is speaking about two cases. The Mechaber is speaking about Afilo Hoyo Beheter, so according to the first day, it's still also. And Al Kaponim, if he started 29 minutes before Aloysa Shachar, it's also, but we still have the dinim of Hischel. He started eating ready before. So now, let's see. Tzorich Lahafsik. So the first day you hold, He started 31 minutes, he's eating a scrumptious meal, which is mutter. But as soon as it becomes amud ha-shachar, he has to stop. Va'av al-gav. Now what is the reason for this? Va'av al-gav de betfilus ha-mincha ein tzorich la-hafsik, by mincha v'lehiskel be'isel, by mincha before zman mincha, if you started already to eat, you are permitted to continue eating. Here there's a different shaila. Even das mechu akra de loisaychlu al hadam loisaychlu kaidem sheispalulu al dimchem tzarchlaf. Here there's a new issa when it comes to Mount Philip. So we learn that from a posik before God, the other say, the food enriches the blood. So don't enrich your blood before you're mispowel on your blood. Don't say, first let me take care of myself, then we'll talk to you. No. Kaidim, first be mispalol al dimcham on yourself, and then take care of yourself. So, Mamela, this is an issa. So, all the guidelines we have by mincha, by lulav, by all these things are not applicable by shachas. Yeah, tzarech lahafsik. So then he has to be mafsik. That's the first day. And let's just skip over, we'll come back. So this was the first day. And let's jump to Choftes, so we'll have the 2 days. The Yesh Aimrim, the Mishmur Choftes, She'ein Eitzorech La'afsi. Rotza Lo'ima, L'tfile. That means Afilo Hischil Be'isa, the second day you hold, that Shachris is not different than all other mitzvahs. That Afilo Hischil Be'isa, you are permitted to continue eating without be davening. Ela Lekrishma Bilvat, but he started 29 minutes before Aloysa Shachar, so then the halacha is he has to learn Krishma, but He can continue eating. Shimon says, "Lahavsikim hischol beisa." The kaira krishma beloy bechaisa, and he learns krishma without the brachas. She bechaisa heimidim reisayfre. Ulaacher sheyigmer after he finishes, so he learns krishma. Comes among krishma, he learns krishma, and then he continues eating according to the second day. Because now he's only mechuyev midarabon and birchas krishma and shemayne esrei. La'achar sheyigmor, after he finishes eating, yikra krishma birchasei v'yispalo. V'kosvo achroinim, and achroinim say sheikar kisvoro harishoyne. We paskin like the first day. So it means meikar adin, shachis is unique. That is a unique halacha that one is not permitted to eat before he davens. So even though by all other mitzvahs we have guidelines that if it was hischil beheter, he's not mokuyev to be mafsik. If hischil be full of a mitzvah deiraisa and a hischil be isa, which was but after he started already, he's not mokuyev to be mafsik for mitzvah de rabbonim. But here we paskin shachis is unique. As soon as it becomes aloysa shacha, you're not allowed to eat anymore. Okay, so now we know with the chat in the machaba and lalocha, we paskin like the first day that this is also. Now let's go back to Sif Kot Mechov Ches, and this is where we're up to. Four lines from where Sif Kot Mechov Ches started. So now we learned aloche, that the aloche is that when it comes aloisa shacha, you're not permitted to eat. Uvishem hazoya kosvu achoinim. Now the achoinim say, shafilu kom bachatzois halayla. Now, a person woke up in the middle of the night, or let's make it better, he woke up, let's say, 4 o'clock in the morning. He went to sleep early. He's rested already. And now he wants to eat. Now, so halachically, there's no problem whatsoever. Before Aloysa Shachar, one should be permitted to eat. But the Zohar HaKadosh says, Shafilu kom b'chatzos halayla, also litoim kaidim shemis pal. One should not eat before he davens. That means he woke up 4 o'clock. He should not eat before he davens. We'll see soon. Because of a prima godam, now the prima godam says the dafkik shahoya yosh. Now the whole chumrah of the Zohar HaKadosh means he went to sleep. He woke up 4 o'clock in the morning. So now there's a din. You shouldn't eat till you daven. If you didn't go to sleep, so I'm up shavuos by night, and I'm hungry in the middle of the night, so there's no problem. I feel according to the Zohar. The Zohar is only speaking about when I woke up. The Zohar is only speaking about when I woke up, and...
What if you want to go back?
So then there's no problem, according to the Zohar also. So I didn't wake up yet. So the Zohar is speaking about when I woke up and I'm up, so then the Zohar holds that you shouldn't eat. The Evshir, now that's the Prima Godam, says, now one thing. The Evshir, the Shisiyah Shari. Maybe you're allowed to drink, according to the Zohar. About you were Simon Peites in the Mishbus of Kot Mechov Ches, in the middle, around 5 lines from the top. So we're speaking about that a person woke up in the middle of the night. He's not going to go back to sleep. So according to the Zohar, he should not eat till he davens. Perhaps he's allowed to drink. Umidino. Now he says like this. Me'ikar adin. Afilu Yoshem, he slept, he woke up. Muta lechel velishtoy. That means if we're going al pi shulchan aruch, you want to sleep, you woke up 4 o'clock in the morning, you want to eat, mikra din you're allowed to eat. Or mikol mokim, nochin lechatchil lizoy bezay meinei mucher. That means if there's no need, that means somebody wants to eat something now, but there is really no necessity for it, so it'd be preferable to be knowing the way the Zohar says, and don't eat. If it's some Zohar, you can get away without eating, it's either preferable. V'ayim b'machas ha-shekel she-kosa, the b'tshuvish of Yaakov simeches kosa b'shem Sidra Arizal, she-rav Chaim v'tal atzmoy, Rav Chaim v'tal was a Talmud of the Arizal, she-hoyo cholash liboy, he woke up in the middle of the night, and to learn, and he felt weak. Ochal oishosa eza dova lechazek ufoy. So he ate something to he should feel better. Leloi osa kim lechol lemalis tavosei. So now Rav Chaim v'tal said the Zohar is speaking about that some of them want to eat. Some of them here the there's some good food here. He wants to eat ice cream. Now he wants to enjoy himself. So, Al Koponim, that is why he said, listen, before davening, don't do that. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. It's not smart, so don't do that. But if I have a legitimate reason, I feel weak now, and I want to be mechazik myself, I want to eat something, want to, so then you're allowed to eat. You can wash. You can, as long as you're doing it for a legitimate purpose, the legitimate purpose is I feel weak. So that's why I'll feel stronger if I eat. Lo yoskim lechol amalus tavose ayin shom, uvachai yodom klal tazayin kosov gamkein, zakom koidem oir hayoyim. A person woke up early, v'liboy cholosh, v'yedeza mizbato milimudo. He said, achai yodom says, he woke up early, so now he has, what is the full kai? I feel a little weak. I can learn how. But the learning won't be the same if I eat. So what is the flumkeit? The flumkeit is learn without eating or eat and then learn. So the Chayotim says it's preferable to eat first and then learn. So that means this is a milsa de chassidus. There is zichan inyan in it. But one, when it comes to chassidus, one should weigh which is more preferable to do. So he says it's even more preferable to have more kaiches to learn, and since Meika, then this is permissible. That's right. Apostle Kimishlai. Now let's, one more thing. We skipped the last line in the Mishnah Berurah, the end of Sivkot and Choftes. V'im beirach birchas amozayim v'oisek b'shtiye tzorech lahafsik ledivrei hakel. Now, there is a concept of hischil lechel. There is such a din that we're saying maybe by shachas it's different, but if it was hischil lechel, let's give Rachsameh a very good example, which is Moiradik Negeya. The halacha is that this is Negeya. A person is eating Shalashudis, and it comes, it's this man of Meirab already, came already to Yisakai Chovim. He's still in the middle of eating Shalashudis, Yedid Nefesh, he's eating. And it was Ischil Beheta, he was allowed to, he started eating before the Shkia, and then Meirav is 50 minutes after the Shkia, so it's Ischil Beheta, he's allowed to continue eating. What's with Meirav, what's with Krishna? No problem, it was Ischil Beheta, you're allowed to eat, and then, that's very good. What if a person did not wash? He's eating fruit, let's say. So then, there's no concept of hischil. That means each fruit he eats is not connected with the previous fruit that he ate. Now he's eaten, and now it's already so now let's say there's a din you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. So becomes man Havdalah, you're not allowed to eat. I started eating only if I ate pas. I thought so that's cold. I ate pas, I ever had to have hisko. But things, drinking or food that has no kviyas, so when it comes the time, there's an issue, not allowed to eat before Abdullah, not allowed to eat before Abdullah. The whole concept of Yisrael is only when I was conveying myself to eat before. So therefore he said, what is the din? Let's say a person went, he started eating. We had the second day of health. If you started eating, so there's a din, you're allowed to continue eating after Alois HaShach. He says, what happens? Let's say I started drinking something before I started eating. Then I washed, and then I benched, and I want to continue drinking what I drank before. The drinking had nothing to do with the Suda. So he says, that's not called Yischel. The drinking is not called the Haschola. So the minute you stopped eating, so according to the second day, even though you're still drinking, as soon as it comes Alois HaShachar, this is also. Sivov, afilu lilmoid also, one is not permitted to learn mishiyegiya zman tvila. When it becomes the zman tvila, that means from Alois HaShachar, one is not permitted to learn. But he says this is a specific case, which could be is not too much negeya. That means like this. He doesn't go to shul to daven. He sits and learns at home the whole day. He davens b'yechidus. Now he woke up. Now he wants to sit down and learn. And he's going to learn something. And then he's going to daven b'yechidus. He doesn't go to a minyan. He davens at home. And he started learning before. So there's a problem. We're afraid, since you're learning home, you might get involved in a sugya, you're learning. You have nothing that can remind you, you have to daven now. Learning could be very intriguing. You could learn in the, so don't start learning. Daven first. So we say it's speaking about such a case. Misha Rogul is Paul Bevais Midrosha. He doesn't go to shul. He davens b'yechidus. Vein Rogul Eiluch Lebeis HaKnesses. So he should not start learning first. Ikula Meichesh, because we could be afraid. Dume Matrid Begirse. He'll get engrossed in what he's learning. The Yaver is my Krishna Tvila, and he'll pass this my Krishna Tvila. Avol Misha Rogel Leilech Lebeis HaKnesses, but a person always, he goes to shul. So that's in him already. That means there's a time when they daven in shul, so that already is part of his schedule. He knows that 8 o'clock there's a minyan, he goes to shul. Mutta. Now, what is scenario number one? He doesn't go to shul. And he's davening b'yechidus. And he's learning with others. And the others also don't go to shul. They're all going to daven here. There's four people here. He's learning with three people before the davening. And then they're all going to daven. Afilu ain't a... But so what is the shaila? The shaila, should we daven? That means the shaila is as follows. He's learning with three people. They're learning before the davening. If they won't learn before the davening, forget about it. That means we're learning at dafyemi before the davening. Then we daven here. There's a possibility they might get engrossed and they might pass. Zman Krishma, Zman Tfilas, there is a possibility. And because of this possibility, we told a Yochid, you daven first and then learn. But if he's learning with others, so now, again, we have to weigh the two options. If I learn with others, so there's a possibility, maybe we might get engrossed, and we'll miss the Zman Krishma. Believe that he said, we won't learn. So this is a limud shel rabim, which you have to know what the loss is. The only time they can learn is now, and if you won't learn now, forget about it. That's right. Kimin shasho averes, the schus rabim dobo godulu. So he says, but if this is a schus rabim, vim lo yilmudu achshav yizbatlu v'lo yuchlu lilmoy, so then forget about it. Now, we hope for the best, and we hope that the daven krishma, not to say krishma until in time, but to be chayish, maybe not, and because of that, to be mevatel the schus rabim that we don't say. Let's see. Yes. I don't know. 2, 3? This Yechidus himself, there's a rabim, I don't know. I don't know how many is. No, I don't think so. Yeah. Lilmoid also. Now we just said before that if he's davening by Yechidus, Lilmoid also. Loitzoloima lahaschil lilmoid. He should not start to learn. Avo im kva hischil. That's the Mechaber is speaking about. Don't start to learn daven first. Avo im kva hischil. But he started already. Afilo acher shehigiyazman. We have the same concept as hischil. But he's not allowed to start learning after leisa shachar. But what if he started to learn? Shuv eini poisik. Then im yishoy leishus acher kach lispal bisman tefila. So when it comes to davening is at Rabbonon, I started already, so I don't stop. Ach Kriya Shema, now we have the same concept. I started to learn. I shouldn't have started to learn already. It's after Alois HaShacha. I shouldn't have started, but I did start learning. Yesh Aimrim, others hold the Torah Lahavsik L'Kriya. So since you started Be'isa, you should be maps. Given Shiskal Acha Shetwa Higiyas Mana, V'yesh Makilim Gamboze, and others are Mako. Learning is different. That he started learning already, you don't have to be mapsic to learn Krishna. Im Loisha Yoresha Yaver Hasman. So there are Makilim that hold by Hiskal Beheta, you're allowed to continue learning Afilu Lagabi Krishna. Mishiyagia, so it says you shouldn't start learning Mishiyagia Mudashacha. Avol Koidim Lazem, that means a minute before Mudashacha I started learning. This is not like eating, that we have a 30-minute before you shouldn't start eating. Koidim Zemuta Afilu Lahaschol. Ushehas, Ushehischol, Melo Shuva, and Epoisik, and Loishe Yori, Shiyave Hazman. V'yesh makilim lechatchil lefil achashol amudas shacha kol zman shleigi zman tzomach lonet shle lispala boi lechatchil. Others are meiko. That means since the preferable time to daven shachas is by the neitzachama, I shouldn't daven shachas before. So till the neitzachama, let's say it'll take me 20 minutes from to start davening till the Neitzach Hamas, so till then lechatchil I'm permitted to learn. Beveis midroshoi, rotzoloyme biyechidus. He's learning biyechidus. Vimrigilim tzibol isasav elav sham. What if people come to him and they make him in yedek? I'm bezemut, no problem. Tavada yaskiru mishiyavoyu. They'll come to him. But no one is coming to him. He's going to daven on his own accord. We tell him, don't learn now. Matchit begirsei. Ayim b'chayodom shekosa dafilu yesh lo yishir kavua ma sheloimi. That means there's a specific amount. He learns a daf yoimi. So the daf yoimi could very well be he'll get engrossed and he can go much further. Lekalemeches kolkach shemi yemosher believe it, because he has an amount he has to cover for lochi yosa. Vilochein. Mi shehu baderech oidol biyishuv. Afilu bakayit. Now, so now he talks about, let's speak about Adol B'Yishuv. Adol B'Yishuv means he lives in a village. There's no minyan there. There's no minyan. Afilu bakayit, it's the summer. So now it's like this. There's an inyan, a minyan he won't have. But there is another inyan, there's an inyan to daven bizman shat. So theoretically, we should tell him, listen, in this village there's no minyan. In the next village, there's a minyan. They start davening 8 o'clock. So lechatchila, al tachshivas of tchila, we would tell him, start davening 8 o'clock. So it's considered you connect yourself with that minyan. But so what should he do till then? So Mishu b'derech idol b'yishuv afilu b'kayitz. Ava gam she mitzvah li'ispalo b'sho she tzibo mispalo. There's a mitzvah, I should wait till 8 o'clock. B'ikol mokim, abakimin sh'osu l'umayt k'idim she mispalo, mutav she yispalo teikiv k'dei shle yisbato milimudei. But there's another thing. There's a mile to start davening 8 o'clock. It's not a minyan. There's a mile to start davening 8 o'clock. And but to lead the kisa, so till 8, he won't be learning. If you tell him he shouldn't learn, his mutav she's power taken, eventually his battle may leave with it. Ubizman hazeh, the oivrei drachim apiroi veinam leimdim teira, but if someone's traveling on the way, also, but if they're going to wait then, and the Mikomok and Kimish and Nimshek, Mr. Shavim Zman Krishma, Pomingam Zman Tfila. So if a person is traveling with Lechaini Yizor, Shatekev, the Kumam, this Indian of davening Bizman, the Tiba Mispalim, will not override that he shouldn't daven. Now, Kimish Yaskim Bishim Tova Yispalim. If you're in a city that there are minyanim that they start davening early, so he says if a person is davening early, and just say Melamed Lacherim, so then he's permitted, let's just see Lamed. Hey, Vedavkim Leyava Krishma Edeze. Im Yorish Yavar Azman, Nuchi Vekroisa, Mekreidim Kimin Shikar Giyazman. Okay, we'll stop it. Yeah.
He didn't have
a shot. I mean, it's first for you. Okay?